Hello, dear ones. I'm Savi Ma from Illuminate Your Circle and LovingAwareness.org, and I'm here with another Illuminate Your Energy Reset, where I dive deep into my intuitive insights and share source-inspired self-care guidance for us all. So, let's see what wants to come through today. As I was sitting in preparation and just tuning in a little bit before coming on to meet with you all, there were a few themes that really started rising to the surface. And what I noticed after I jotted a few things down for us to talk about today is that there was one big sort of umbrella that sort of holds everything else. And that's the umbrella of Great Awakening. This is what really seems to be rising to the surface for me right now. There are a lot of other themes that are sort of inside of that. The Great Awakening is an enormous umbrella, of course, and there are a lot of other themes that are within that, but I feel it's important for us to acknowledge. That was one of the words that we really worked with, one of the energy vibrations, the words that we worked with last week was acknowledge. And I don't think acknowledge is going away anytime soon. We're in a time of acknowledging, acknowledgement. It's super important. And if we're looking at this umbrella of the Great Awakening, it's easy for us to see how important acknowledgement is as a key in that recipe. And what does it even mean for us to be in this period of Great Awakening? Most of you listening to this, if you're interested in these kinds of topics and the way these messages come through, awakening isn't a new concept. And the Great Awakening even isn't a new concept. We're all quite aware of the fact that things are really shifting and changing on this planet. And what we do with that awareness is what becomes critical. Right now, that's the word that's coming through. So practicing acknowledgement is really important for us. And when we're practicing acknowledgement, that sounds funny, right? How do we practice acknowledgement? Well, one of the ways that we do that is to really bring ourselves into greater and greater awareness. How do we do that? We call ourselves forward in our consciousness, in our thinking, in our patterns, in our behaviors. We call ourselves forward to look at all of what we're thinking, all of what we're processing, how we're thinking, what we're giving our attention to, what we're giving our energy to. And we're really just being willing to look more closely, almost like putting our thoughts and our feelings and the patterns, the habits that we have in our lives under a sort of magnifying glass. Now, this magnifying glass isn't a magnifying glass of judgment, not at all. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It's a magnifying glass of observation. It's a magnifying glass of witnessing. It's a magnifying glass that just allows us to see more clearly, allows us to assess more clearly. And in that assessment, it does not mean judgment. It doesn't mean that we're going to look at it and say, oof, you know, that's no. It just means that we're going to look at it and say, oh, I see. I see how I'm thinking about that. That's interesting. I see how I'm perceiving that. That's interesting. And then we can widen the scope a little bit. We can change our vantage point. And we can choose to consciously look at things from different angles so that we can see things more clearly. We can look beneath. We can look inside. And so this is really what's coming through first right now in this moment, is if we're going to be aware of this umbrella of Great Awakening, one of the things that we can do is choose to fine-tune our awareness. That's really what this comes down to. Not about negating or judging or saying that's perfect. Even that is a judgment, right? If we can judge something as something seems wrong or bad or poor, but we can also judge it as that is magnificent. That's the most awesome. That is incredible. And in this case, we're really wanting to just take the lens of judgment, of imperfection or perfection off, remove the filters and just be in a state of awareness. Purely be in a state of observation. Be able to just notice. Be able to just witness. And be really conscious in our noticing, in our witnessing. And it can be very challenging because in that process, what we want to do is also catch ourselves if we do slide into judgment. Most of what this is being geared toward right now is our own personal, our inner awareness, our own assessment of our own thoughts, our own habits, our own behaviors. Because, of course, we tend to, as humans, look at the thoughts, the behaviors, the actions of others, and we want to put that magnifying glass on that, but it's really not our business. It's not our job. And it's, if we're looking again at the umbrella of Great Awakening, one of the best ways, one of the most clear ways that we can come alive in the Great Awakening is to tend to our own personal landscape, tend to the landscape of our own inner awareness. As we tend to that landscape, we tend to the landscape of the greater whole without even needing to place our attention there. Because by becoming more aware of our own consciousness, of our own patterns, our own thoughts, our own actions, our own rhythms, and tuning and fine-tuning as we go to be sure that we are feeling aligned and engaged and moving in a momentum of alignment that is of our choosing. That's super important. So before we go and we try to change and fix different things that we perceive to be happening around us that we maybe don't agree with, first, it's just let's release ourselves from that. Let's release ourselves from feeling like we need to control that or we need to have a responsibility toward that. And first, just tend to our own thoughts, our own behaviors, our own habits, and really just observe, witness, and feel. This is really a very feeling thing. It's igniting our intuitive awareness. It's igniting our conscious awareness of knowing that goes beyond what we can be taught through classes and books. This is wisdom beyond. And this wisdom beyond is our infinite intelligence that is alive and well within us in all ways, always. And so this invitation that's really coming through strong right now is to engage that awareness within ourselves, become more conscious of the flow of infinite intelligence within our navigation. Start to recognize, this is the witnessing and the observing, again, no judgment, but start to recognize when we're operating from a place of our infinite intelligence, something that feels truly accurate and aligned, versus when we might be making a choice, taking an action out of something that's been pre-patterned for us, something that we have chosen to subscribe to, but didn't even really realize we weren't bringing consciousness to that. It was kind of predestined. It was pre-patterned for us. Maybe something that we learned in our early ages of our and stages of our development that we've just continued to subscribe to without really questioning. Well, that's interesting. Why do I think the way that I think about that particular situation? Why do I believe what I believe in this way? In order for us to come through an awakening, we have to bring ourselves through the process of really waking up to all of these subtle nuances in our lives, all of our belief systems, all of our patterns, all of our habits, to be able to look at them very clearly through the lens of the witness, through the lens of the non-judging consciousness of presence that lives within us, and simply become conscious of the fact that we are making choices and how conscious are we in those choices. Source always reminds us everything is of our conscious choosing. And just listen to that again. Everything is of our conscious choosing. Now, those words can be hard for us to chew on. They can be hard to swallow. They can be hard to digest because there's so many things in our life experience that seem beyond our choosing. And the source will always say, it is always of your conscious choosing. They will follow that with, of course, it is of your conscious choosing. What will you choose? What choices are you willing to make? By every choice that we make, that sets the course of momentum for varying degrees of consequence is the word that's coming in. And, you know, consequence isn't necessarily a negative thing. When we put something in motion, something else is then set in motion as well. And that momentum continues to unfold. So we do have the power of choice. It is always within our power. And the part that we really need to look at is, what are we willing to choose? This also falls in this umbrella of the Great Awakening, because as we begin to awaken, we may begin to notice and recognize and observe and witness that there are certain things that we are doing or being in our experience that really aren't a direct match to what really feels the most aligned for us in the core of our presence beingness here as an earth body. There might be certain things that we haven't really wanted to do for a long time, and that didn't even take us putting this magnifying glass on. We kind of know that, but we continue to do these things because there's so much momentum behind it. There's so much momentum behind this action that we've been taking, this pattern that we've been living, that it seems like, how could we possibly change it? How could we possibly just stop? How could we possibly slow it down? And what about all the other variables that come into play? It can feel very challenging. But many times we do know there is a shift that I know I need to make. And I've been wanting to make that shift. It's not even I know I need to make it because of some other extraneous reason. It's something that we feel in the core part of our being, that we need to make a certain change because we want to, because it feels right, because it feels aligned. And yet it can feel very challenging for us to take the steps that are necessary to put that shift and that change in motion. And so as we're feeling into this energy of great awakening, and we're feeling into this energy of, I'm just observing my patterns, I'm observing my habits, I'm observing my thoughts, the way that I navigate, the way I relate, the way I engage. And I'm noticing that I feel a little sideways of center in certain ways, in certain things. And I'm also noticing that in other things, I feel completely in my center. I feel so engaged in rightness. I feel so aligned. It feels so perfect, so right. And this, again, isn't about right and wrong and perfect and imperfect. It's just that sense of knowing from within that you are in right relationship, right place. I wish there was a better word than right, because it's not about right and wrong. I know and trust that you feel the vibrational difference in this. This is something that you feel from the inside. It's nothing that someone on the outside can tell you is right or wrong. This is an inner knowing. And this again comes back to what the invitation is right here for this week. The invitation is, listen internally. Drop yourself inside and begin to be able to trust the inner presence, the inner voice that is alive and well within all of us in all ways, always. Start to really listen for that voice. If that's the one small thing that you do this week that you can really practice into greater knowing, that is amazing. Make that be the thing. Practice it. And as you practice that, what you will notice is when you are hearing and listening to that clear, direct, full authority voice from within, you will feel a palpable difference between that feeling and a feeling of should, a feeling of yes out of obligation, a feeling of I'm just going to keep doing that because that's what I've been doing for a really long time and I don't see any really I don't see a way to change that. You're going to start to notice the clarity of your inner awareness in relationship with, in juxtaposition with, versus when you are operating from a place of pattern and a pattern of momentum that has been set in place just because of events that have unfolded. Just because maybe it was aligned at one point, but the alignment isn't so clear now. So just starting to notice, tuning in and noticing, what is the clarity of my inner awareness? Can I hear that voice? Do I know that knowing? Am I clear in it? And when we begin to navigate our way into the center of that inner knowing, that inner awareness, things really start to change for us on this landscape of great awakening. Things start to line up and make sense. And the way forward begins to be completely clear where there may have felt like there were obstacles before. Now, another thing that this really requires, that's really coming in strong right now, is this requires not only this inner awareness, but something that dovetails with inner awareness is our inner power, which fuels our inner courage, our bravery to step up, to take charge. There can be, in this world, when we're looking again, feeling under this great umbrella of great awakening, sometimes so much change and so much discord and so much turmoil surrounding us, sometimes right within our own living spaces, within the relationships of those closest with us, sometimes mirrored in relationships that surround us, sometimes world events, there's always something that will be reflected toward us in our experience here in this human plane that will have us wanting to hide a little bit, wanting to make us just feel like, no, that's all too much. We've talked about this in past weeks. It all feels like too much. And I just feel like I just want to pull in. I just want to draw myself in, draw the energy in completely. And that's completely understandable. And when we tap into this place of inner awareness, we're going to find, when we ask ourselves a question, do I feel empowered or do I feel disempowered? And our inner presence is always going to help us find our way to our strongest expression of empowerment, feeling empowered, in power, inner power from the inside out. That is not a power that can be taken away from us or even given to us. That's a power that is inherent. It is our birthright. It is a part of who and what we really are. So when we feel the influx, the reflection of maybe things that are within us, maybe things that are right within our living space, maybe things that are out on the landscape of the world that are reflecting and just making us feel like, no, I can't. I just want to hide. Embrace that part of yourself in. Give that part of yourself love and see if you can bring yourself home to that place of inner presence, that place of inner awareness. One of the fastest, most empowering ways to bring that alive within you is to bring yourself back to the breath. That is the key number one thing that Source will always guide when we ask this kind of a question. When I feel like I'm spinning out, when I feel like I'm too afraid to move forward, I just feel completely shut down, I feel disempowered, I can't find that place, I don't even know what my inner awareness is. How can I trust that? I can't even find it. And we find ourselves reeling like this. What we can do is stop. Notice. Pause. Just be in the space of pause. And just in the slowing down, just you can feel this energy shifting now. The energy change from reeling and spinning out to a place of, I know what to do. I can't control anything that surrounds me. I only have control over my own personal self. And in this moment, I am choosing center. I'm choosing awareness, my own. I'm making a conscious choice because I know, recognize, and understand that everything is of my conscious choosing. And in this moment, I'm making a conscious choice to pause, to slow my breath, to become aware of my breath, to become aware of my breath, breathing this being body temple alive. And this can be very, very quick. It can take just 3 conscious breaths to bring ourselves on every level, mind, body, and spirit, into a more balanced, centered space. And this works no matter what the energy is that's surrounding us. Sometimes I think this is why we have eyelids that we can close. It does come in handy for sleeping and for a lot of other reasons as well. But one of the biggest reasons that I find it's so helpful, and I find myself doing this, you'll find yourself doing it too if you allow that inner observer to start witnessing, is when you know that you need a pause, your eyes naturally close. Your eyes will naturally close. And if you can feel enough safety to allow your eyes to stay closed for more than a few seconds, keeping your eyes closed and then going to the breath, noticing where the breath is in your body, slowing the breath down, being with the breath for at least 3 breaths. And on that 3rd one, expanding that breath as much as you possibly can. Expanding the inhale and especially the exhale, just allowing that exhale to be slow and super full. So many times when we're feeling too much, we're not allowing ourselves to fully exhale. We're holding and locking the breath high in the body. We've got so much tension in our chest, in our shoulders, in our necks, clenching our jaws, clenching our teeth, and we're not allowing the full exhale. So this is what the invitation is this week. It's quite simple. This is where we are. We're under the umbrella of the Great Awakening. And as we're under this umbrella of Great Awakening, we can feel and hear within ourselves, within our souls, within our hearts, a call toward the new. And we don't exactly know maybe what that means. But we might have creative inklings. We might have curiosities that are really piqued. But we might not be allowing that flow of creativity and curiosity to even be piqued because we might be a little bit too tense and a little bit too held in the in-breath because we're a little bit afraid to exhale. We're a little bit afraid to let go. So this is our invitation. Create a safe space. Put yourself inside of a safe closet. Lock yourself in the bathroom. Give yourself space. It sounds funny, and I don't mean to make fun of it. Some of us are in such a place in our experiences right now where there isn't a whole lot of safety being felt. There isn't a whole lot of security being felt. And so sometimes it's as simple as, how can I create a safe place where I feel secure several times for myself each and every day? This is important. This is where change begins. This is where we can give ourselves to our own inner awakening. It's how we can begin to feel confident in saying yes to our soul, saying yes to our heart, and being willing to step up. Being willing to take charge and be our own empowered inner hero. Hug our inner warrior in. Hug our wounded inner child in. hug the parts of us that feel fragile, the parts of us that feel abandoned, the parts of us that feel pain on any level, especially emotionally and mentally. Hug those parts of ourselves in. Go to a safe and quiet space. Create that for yourself. Commit to it. Commit to it as often as you can each and every day, and be willing to begin to be the witness, to be the observer, and to just start to take notice. What's awakening within me? What am I aware of that I wasn't aware of yesterday about how I'm thinking about something or how I'm processing something that is maybe externally driven by a momentum of pattern that I've continued to subscribe to that isn't even mine anymore? Just become awake. Become aware. And love yourself through every single moment of it. Love yourselves through. Breathe. Center. Listen. Be willing to be present. Be willing to ignite your inner presence. Let that force within you become the relational whole that it is meant to be in this human experience that you're living. This is our invitation. And this is how real change happens. By our focus, by our intention, by our commitment, by our loving awareness. We've got this. I know we do. This umbrella of Great Awakening, it's holding us. That's what I like about the idea of it being an umbrella. I like that that's how Source brought that through for us today. It's an umbrella. So we're all under the umbrella. That in and of itself is creating a sense of security, a sense of safety. We're being held within the umbrella of the Great Awakening. And while we're being held under the umbrella of Great Awakening, consciously, we can choose how we navigate, how we ignite our inner presence, our inner power, our inner awareness, and how we agree consciously to become the cooperative components in this new reality that we're all co-creating together. We get to choose how we engage with that. We get to choose how we relate with that. And the invitation that's coming through so strong today, I feel this so strong, is let's say yes. Let's say yes to choosing consciously to interrelate in a more powerful, dynamic, activated, engaged way. I hope you're feeling this. I hope you're feeling it. I'm feeling it so much. I'm feeling like, yes, I can move mountains. And you know what? If you're feeling like that, I am feeling like that right now. And you know what makes me feel even more like that is feeling the reverberation of all of you listening right now, feeling that welling up within you and knowing that we can all do that together. There's no separation. There's no aloneness. Remember that. We're all in this together. Let's all hold that umbrella of Great Awakening. Let's be shored up together within that and feel the safety and the security to allow ourselves to come more fully alive, activated, and engaged. Do you hear that? I say that's nature, Mama Nature, Source confirmation. I don't know if you heard it, but we have lots and lots of woodpeckers at the sanctuary. And that's probably one of our red-bellied woodpecker friends. And he was just like, tap, 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 tap. That was confirmation. There are no accidents. I love it. More confirmation. Tap, tap, tap. Oh, thank you so much for tuning in to listen this week. I hope that you found the message to be supportive. I appreciate your being here. Please, if you love these messages, give them a like, Share them. If you like it, surely you must know someone else who will enjoy it as well. Please share it. It helps so much. Otherwise, the human part of me is like, come on, I want everybody to hear these wonderful things that are coming through. So please share. Thank you so much for that. And if you would like more of this kind of support, you are always welcome to join me for a private one-on-one session, Source Sessions with Savi. You can get more information about that at lovingawareness.org. And we also have Illuminate Your Circle, our membership space, where you can receive resources that are new and fresh every single week to help support us as we are shifting and evolving and expanding and becoming more and more illumined in our infinite nature and our earth nature merged. That's what we're here for. Come and join us. Check it out, lovingawareness.org and Illuminate Your Circle. Thank you. I love you all.